Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of Earth, in my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since. Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, he told me, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you've had. Also, do your best to stop people from trying to discover other dimensions. Along those lines, none of this is real, and this special book club episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern should not be taken as evidence of other worlds beyond our own.
I wanted to say there's going to be a live Magic Tavern show in Chicago at the Music Box Theater on Sunday, September 17th, just a few blocks away from the infamous Burger King. To get more info or to buy tickets, go to wbez.org/events, or you can always get info on upcoming live shows by going to hellofromthemagictavern.com and clicking on the live shows tab.
All right, I've got my copy of Great Gatsby ready. It's book club time.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, about 2 years and 7 months, I've lost track, to be honest, ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm so excited. We do a weekly podcast, but this week we are doing a book club, and I am joined by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I haven't really read a lot in a while, so I was excited to read a book. I'm excited that we're doing an Earth-style book club.
I gave you that History of Foon book. Did you not check that out? You kept saying, I want to know more. You said, I've been here for two and some change years. I want to know more about the history. And I gave you several tomes.
Yeah, I know. Tomes are hard to read. Also, tomes are hard to open. They're big.
Yeah, well, it's not a grimoire. I mean, you should be able to lift it.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I will read about the history of Foon. I just haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay.
Have you read The Great Gatsby?
Yeah, I read it. It should be called The All Right Gatsby.
The All Right Gatsby?
Yeah. Fitzgerald is not a great author. It's like F. Scott Fitzgerald. He's not a great author.
Oh, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah, the author's name is Scott Fitzgerald, right?
Take your time.
I'm saying F. Scott Fitzgerald.
First of all,
Scott Fitzgerald.
His name is Pringles Fitzgerald.
Wait, what?
And I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usador.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarokus. The elves know me as Fearing Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaskmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. And yea, if one of these words were to form in thy brain, if thy mind's eye did see the letters form into a word, surely your entire brain would boil within your head, and your eyeballs would melt and fall directly out of your face.
So if one of these names forms in your brain, and my mind's eye sees those letters forming in your brain.
Yeah, you don't even have to know it was one of my names. You'll just see this word and you'll be like, what? And your brain melts.
So I have like a magical eye powers that I can look into your brain, like literally seeing the words form.
No, everyone but you has imagination, and they can just see things in their brain if they want to.
So if I accidentally imagine correctly one of your names.
Right.
Okay. You know what? I gotta say, it just doesn't make any sense.
It's pretty unlikely. Honestly, that's not a likely situation.
Are you trying to think of one of his names?
Try to think of one. Let's see if your brain melts.
Okay.
Be thoughtful. Remember, we promised ourselves we could take a little more time and be thoughtful.
Okay, I will try. I'll just randomly try to think of a name.
Let's put some letters together.
Crimble Tonk.
Nope.
All right, see, I'm good. Safe that time.
You got lucky.
Have you considered, though, calling yourself Crimble Tonk?
Yes, I have considered it.
And why did you reject it? I think it's pretty good.
I like it. It's got a sudden ring to it, Crimble Tonk.
Can I ask you a question, Arnie?
Yeah.
Up top, you introduced me as Chunt.
Yeah.
Do you not like Little Squish?
You know.
Yeah, what happened to Little
what
Squish?
What happened to Little Squish? I thought you yayed it.
I did yay it, and I've really done a lot of soul searching about it. Guys, I'm really excited about this new segment called Name Notes, where we just give each other notes on the names that we've come up with.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because we want to talk about your name.
My name?
We thought we had a few suggestions, a few light suggestions on a different name, just because you don't act like an Arnie, or if you do, it's become very distasteful to be an Arnie. Everyone says.
What?
Everyone's like, Arnie. The way they say Arnie, like, Arnie. Do you see what Arnie did? Look what Arnie's wearing or not wearing.
Like they're pooping?
What? No, Arnie. They're talking. But that's how your name sounds. It sounds like someone's pooping or mooping.
Oh, well.
Try this on. David the Lesser.
David the Lesser?
David the Lesser. Well, you know David.
Yeah.
And you're less than him.
Yeah.
Less than David?
Yeah. Yes.
David's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're less than him.
Oh.
He's literally a talking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Similar to Metanoid.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, I invited Metanoid to the book club.
Oh,
he's
going
to be here pretty soon.
Oh, good.
That's great.
Yeah.
But let's not get off topic.
Look, guys, we have to talk about this book, The Great Gatsby. We don't have time to talk about my name. And
Scaramouche.
Scaramouche.
Yes, yeah. I think that should be your name now.
That seems like that would not last very long.
All right.
Well, we'll stride out for 10 days.
Guys, did you get the refreshments for the book club party?
Yes, I got some prophecy wine.
Okay.
Got some rooster feet.
Oh, all
right. Got some goblin ears.
Goblin ears?
They're just so good you gobble them up.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But they are ears?
Yes, they are ears.
Okay.
They're elf ears, but you gobble them up.
I cast a spell of ice and then a spell of cubing.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
So we have X amount more of ice.
Three times as much ice?
Still very rigid, but we have X amount
more.
Oh, wow. You don't know math very well.
Exponentially more.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Exciting. Well, you know what? Oh, also, it looks like our first book club E has shown up. Flower, the talking flower.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the book club.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry, Flower. I know you just got here. But why don't you introduce me as Usidor, the talking wizard?
Well, I mean,
you say Chunt, the talking badger. You say Flower, the talking flower.
Why do I prefer Little Squish? Or if nothing else, Johnny Toboggan.
Why don't you say Usidor, the talking wizard? I talk.
I mean, if anything, I just don't want to encourage you to talk.
Fair enough. Cool. Hello, Flower.
Is the conversation going to be like this the whole fucking time?
The whole time.
I fear so.
Cool, I'm in.
Do you have any name notes? We're doing a segment right now called Name Notes.
Nah, man, I just been living my life, not giving a fuck, not taking names. I do not care.
I know. Your name is just Flower. You're a flower.
Very direct, very straightforward, no confusion.
You have to appreciate the simplicity.
Oh, and I'm very excited. While reading the book, and I did read the book, there's a flower in this book.
What?
There's a flower in Great Gatsby, is that why you invited Flower?
No, I just invited Flower because she's one of the few people that would agree to read the book.
Well, I think she should be able to speak thoroughly from the perspective of Daisy.
I can because I started reading this thing and I was like, oh, cool, there's Daisy. And then I was like, this fucking bitch sucks. She sucks so hard. Oh, my God. Can I have some of that wine?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Look, I'm sorry. I need to clear up some things right off the bat in the book. And I know some of the things in this book might have been confusing to you. Daisy is not an actual talking flower. She's a human being. But she does suck so hard. She does kind of suck so hard.
Okay, I feel better that she does not speak for me.
Yeah.
Not all flowers.
Not all flowers.
But she fucking sucks.
Well, it's good that you also invited Metanoid, you said, because there's a literal piece of shit in the book as well.
It's
named
true.
Tom.
Her husband, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look, okay. I thought that's why you invited these people, is because they can speak from the perspective of...
There's also a snub-nosed motorboat.
Yeah, you never told us what that is on Earth.
I did. I told you.
What did you say? Snub-nosed motorboat. That's your new name.
It's
Snub-mo. You're now Snub-mo Meekamp.
Turning me around by one arm.
He moved a broad, flat hand along the front vista, including in its sweep a sunken Italian garden, a half acre of deep, pungent roses, and a snub-nosed motor boat.
Okay, did anybody else just come a little bit?
I did, just
that
a little
bumped
bit.
The tide offshore.
Snowmo, I also have a quote I want to read to you.
Okay.
This is, they refer to someone and they say, and this is why I know you're talking about the book, they say he's so dumb he doesn't know he's alive.
I know I'm alive, right?
I don't know. I thought that's...
I am alive, right?
Snowmo.
Here, let's do the Turing test on him. Are you alive?
Yes.
Okay, he knows.
Do you know the Turing test?
No, what is the Turing test?
Well, usually you take a little tour around food, and when someone least expects it, they go, are you alive?
And I go, yes.
So it's a Turing test.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Just tours around.
So I passed.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Okay. Well, you know what? The next time that test tours around town, I might try to check it out again, because I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right. Oh, hey, look. I also invited Claudia, the witch.
Hello.
Hey, Claudia.
Must visit the hut at midnight.
I will go to the hut at noon.
Well, looks like you fellows have remembered.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. What did I just say?
Never mind. How have you fellows been?
Oh, well, very good. How have you been?
Well, I've been all right. I've cut down some hours at Incense and Amulets.
Oh, yeah, the shop. Mm-hmm. That you resell.
Anybody been
things.
Sucking on some amulets lately, Usador?
Yes, now I'm doing it right.
Well, tell me how.
Well, I...
Yes?
Well, I...
Yes?
I start slowly.
Yes.
Oh.
And then I sort of, you know, sort of get my tongue around the whole thing. Before I really get to work on it.
Oh, maybe disgusting. Just come a little bit. Do it faster.
Do it faster?
Oh, Usador.
Well, I'll work on it.
Come see me at midnight.
I will come to the witch's hut at midnight. But
welcome back, gentlemen.
Yeah. So, Claudia, thank you so much for agreeing to read the book.
Yes, of course, of course, yes. So I read the book. This thing stinks.
Does no one on this world appreciate a premier piece of American literature?
It's all about human privilege. Honk shui.
Yeah, I that was the thing that bothered me after I got past that second page where they mentioned a snub-nosed motorboat.
Yeah?
Was that everyone was sort of an asshole.
Well, sure.
I mean, take this guy. So even at the party, it says here, there were three married couples and Jordan's escort, a persistent undergraduate given to violent innuendo, and obviously under the impression that sooner or later, Jordan was going to yield him up her person to a greater or lesser degree. What the fuck?
I've done that a couple of times. I've yielded up a person.
Is that sex? Have sex with? To yield up your person?
Could be making out.
What's violent innuendo? I do not know what that is.
Of anyone, you should know what violent innuendo is.
I have to agree with Arnold on this one.
Yeah. The only person I remotely liked in this book was this auto shop fellow whose wife dies.
Oh, Wilson.
Yes, yeah. I would have given him a good amulet.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, he seemed a little slow. I felt bad for him.
Yes.
Could have took major advantage of that action.
Guys, here's the thing. We don't have to like everybody in the book. Like, many of the people aren't supposed to be likable. Like, Tom Buchanan, the husband, he's from Chicago, and at first I was like, oh, this guy's from Chicago. I bet I like him. But then immediately he starts talking about, like, some book he read that has some sort of racist undertones, and you're like, oh, yeah, he's that kind of guy from Chicago. You're not supposed to like him.
So you have also have read this book of racist overtones.
Oh, I haven't read that specific book of racist overtones. I try to avoid reading books with racist overtones unless they were written in the 20s and have a few subtle racist overtones, but you try to put them into perspective.
Well, this book should be called The Great Gatsby : Racist Overtones.
That's what I've been saying. F. Scott Fitzgerald. It's so hard to say that name.
Now, honestly, to be fair, I do agree with Arnold somewhat. I believe that Tom Buchanan is clearly the villain of this piece.
Yes.
He is awful and despicable in every way. And everyone else is also despicable, but somewhat less so. But this is the thing that really stuck in my craw. That some of these people really talk about themselves in such aggrandizing ways. Listen to this. This is Daisy. You see, I think everything's terrible anyhow. She went on in a convinced way. Everybody thinks so, the most advanced people, and I know. I've been everywhere, and seen everything, and done everything.
How braggadocious.
Her eyes flashed around her in a defiant way, rather like Tom's, and she laughed with thrilling scorn. Sophisticated. God, I'm so sophisticated. Now, who would talk about themselves like that?
Usador.
What?
You're totally a daisy.
What?
Ooh.
You're a bit of a daisy.
What do you mean?
You're a daisy. Tom!
What do you mean?
Busted.
You straight up Daisy.
Hey, guys.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, geez, everybody's here already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Here, let me drag myself up on it. Chair.
Oh, we're just getting
that
started.
Chair when
don't
it's done.
Worry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate being the last one to the party, you know.
Guys,
your time's important.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have told everyone. I invited Metanoid.
Hi, I'm Metanoid.
Cover the food.
Yeah, for new listeners, Metanoid, could you explain what you are? You're a homunculus.
Oh, yeah. I'm a magical construct that was crafted out of a pudding of my master's semen. Blood, urine, and feces. Yeah. You know, four components. Really, you could use any four for a homunculus, but those were the four that Smanghanger the Diminished decided to use, and he mixed me in a bowl and formed my body and breathed life into me, and, you know.
You may know Smanghanger better as Blorth the Brown.
Oh,
he is
yeah.
a wizard like myself.
Yeah,
oh,
Blorth
yeah,
the Brown.
Yeah. Okay.
And I really do appreciate being invited because, you know, sort of since the change in governance, Smanghanger has kind of gone from sad to surly. So there's a lot of like, get out of the house. Yeah. Get out of here, Metanoid. And it's really opened up my time for artistic pursuits.
Yeah.
And you read the book?
I did. I loved it.
How'd you read it?
I read it on my Kindle.
What's this?
My Kindle.
You have a Kindle?
Yeah, you know, a piece of kindling enchanted so that when you grip it hard, you can read what someone else is reading.
Oh.
Yes, it's just a piece of kindling.
Oh, damn. You saw if you make
enchanted
me a Kindle,
kindling.
Could I share books with Metanoid?
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll do it right after we finish with book club.
But you have to grip it really hard while you read.
Oh, you got to grip it so hard. You got to squeeze it because you got to squeeze, you know, your consciousness behind the eyes of someone who is already reading a book.
It's very good to see you, Metanoid, but we were just in the middle of saying something, and I had to take issue with it. For Daisy said that she's been everywhere and done everything and seen everything, but I've actually been everywhere and done everything and seen everything.
That's why you're a Daisy.
I do agree that everyone is terrible.
Except for Wilson.
Except for Wilson.
Well, you know.
Oh, what a nice slow man.
Everybody's just got stuff going on. It was one of the things I liked about the book so much, you know, that the Nick Carraway character is an empath. And if you look at it through that perspective, you know, it's not a passive activity to feel what other people are passionately going through. That really spoke to me.
What a thoughtful piece of semen.
What are you? Well, yes,
well
what
I'm a quarter semen.
Oh.
And a quarter feces and a quarter urine.
So you said you're a quarter piece of shit. So let me read you this passage. This is about a 100% piece of shit. Daisy, 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 shouted Mrs. Wilson. I'll say it whenever I want to. Daisy, day. Making a short, deft movement, Tom Buchanan broke her nose with his open hand.
Oof. Yeah, that is tough. That was a tough read, you know? And then, I'm not sure whose eyes I was behind, but they stopped reading immediately after that. And I was gripping my Kindle so hard, going, no, please. Next
what?
Chapter,
yeah,
what
happens?
Happens
next?
What happens next?
That might,
the end of a chapter.
That might have been me. I might stop reading at that point. I gotta be honest, I didn't finish the whole book. I just gave it to my friend. I got a friend who's a giant rock over by the ocean. He read for me, and then he told me, like, the highlights.
You got the Cliff Notes?
I did.
That's smart, Flower. That's smart.
Yeah, but then I went back and I was like, if anything interests me, I was like, I'll go back and read it. So, but yeah, after he broke that bitch's nose, I was like, I'm out.
Well, you know
hard pass.
But you know what? This book isn't about story. It's more about the language that it uses. I feel like if you get the Cliff Notes, you lose all the things that are actually good about it.
No, he gives really good notes.
You're saying a talking Cliff doesn't know enough about the book? You're being as bad as this book is. What do you have against cliffs?
Oh, I don't know.
What if we had gotten some information about the book from, like, a sparking piece of fire, like some spark notes? What do you have against sparks?
I don't have anything.
You said you read this book before?
I read it when I was in high school.
And you thought it'd be fun to read it again?
I forgot, honestly, most of what happens in it.
I loved it.
You know what?
I did. I really loved it. I thought it was great.
When I was reading it and just kind of the description of, like, the parts about the parties and stuff and, like, the way they were hanging out, I was like, this really makes me want to get together with, like, some of my closest girlfriends and dress up in this way and just celebrate our good time, you know?
Oh, that sounds
fun. Maybe one of us is getting married and we all get dressed up like this, you
You're
know?
A total Gatsby.
I'm a Gatsby.
You're a Gatsby.
I'd like Usador's to be invited to that party.
Yeah, let's hang.
All right, so Usador is a Daisy.
I'm not a Daisy.
Usador is a Daisy. Flower, you're a Gatsby.
Yeah, because Gatsby don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But he kind of does.
Yeah.
About Daisy.
Yes, until he doesn't give an F, but then he gets shot with a crossbow while floating on a lake. A little lake in his backyard, a pond in his backyard?
Well, he has a swimming pool in his backyard, and he gets...
Why?
Well, for exercise, I guess.
You just put water in your backyard?
It's a status symbol. Think about it like
that's
that.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Is this the best way to do a book club, is to jump all over the place?
Oh, you're right. Okay.
What happens when it rains?
What happens when it rains?
Why would you have water in your backyard and then it rains?
Well, I don't know. I guess...
I don't understand why you would have water just sitting around in your backyard.
To swim.
Ugh, forget it.
Ugh. Arnie, you're such a Charlotte.
What?
You're like my friend Charlotte.
Oh.
Oh.
Total Charlotte.
Yeah. Charlotte.
Sure, Charlotte.
She's a hornet.
Oh. Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe should we do like a quick explanation of the plot of the book?
I'd like that since I finished it 2 weeks ago.
All right.
Arnie?
Okay.
Why don't you lead us in that and we'll interject.
Okay, well, as Mednoid said, it's narrated from the point of view of Nick, who is sort of a young man from the Midwest. And that really spoke to me because I'm from the Midwest, too. And he goes to the East Coast, like a strange and foreign land for him. Kind of like how I'm trapped in this world that is not my own.
This is all going to be about you.
You're a Nick.
You want to be a Nick so bad.
I think Arnie's a Nick.
I think you want to be a
Nick.
Look, yes. Guys, of all the options in this book, I will totally take being a Nick.
I don't know. I think he's more of a Myrtle.
Who's Myrtle? Wait, Myrtle? The wife who gets killed?
You are a bit of a Myrtle.
Oh, no.
You live upstairs in a room above a shop.
And I'm
look, I'm not a Myrtle.
Nose.
I would clearly not run out into the middle of a street.
I'm a open fist break your fucking nose.
Oh, no.
Brutal. Brutal.
Wait, I take it back. Flower, you're not a Gatsby. You're a Tom.
Yeah.
You're a Tom.
Actually, that tracks.
That checks out.
I think I'm this dandy who plays the piano in his house.
I guess I'm probably a clip springer.
I think that's a piano player. Maybe.
Is it?
I think so.
I think it's the guy who just does exercises and then calls for his tennis shoes instead of coming to the funeral.
Yes,
I think
that's
he does
us.
Play the piano.
Yes. Are we both clip springers?
We are.
I think I'm a bit of a Wolfshine.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you do have those cufflinks that are made out of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been meaning to ask you about that.
Well, they're from the Blue Tiger. Remember that blue tiger I killed at Makeout Point?
Yeah.
Yes. Why throw it away? Waste not, want not.
You shouldn't have killed one of the blue tigers. There's only three in the whole world.
You know, I think I'm the guy with the owl glasses, because I would show up to a funeral if invited. I show up to anything that I'm invited to.
Like this book club.
Yeah. Oh, this was a thrill.
So anyway, Nick goes to the East Coast, and it's like you go anywhere. You're like, I don't know who to hang out with. I guess I'll hang out with people that I vaguely know from back home, even though they're the total worst people in the world. So he hangs out with his cousin, Daisy, and her husband, Tom, who he went to college with, even though he's a terrible person. Like, as we said before, quotes racist books and punches women in the face and breaks their nose.
Wait, they're cousins? I missed that part.
Daisy is second cousin to Nick.
Nick and Daisy, not Tom and Daisy.
I need a family of origin tree.
Do they all live in an egg? Like, do you have to live in an egg?
Yeah, what happens when it hatches?
They live in a place called West Egg and East Egg. And
right.
Those are just the names of the place. Like, we don't live in a hog's face here. It's the name of the town.
But what about the Big Apple? Everybody lives in the Big Apple by the lake.
Well, you said there's a Big Apple on Earth.
We have a Big Apple here that's by the lake.
Well, okay, on Earth there's a Big Apple, and it's just like a nickname
it's
a city's secret name.
Oh,
speaking out loud.
But here on Foon, yes, there is a literal Big Apple that people do live inside of.
Why isn't there a single spell in this entire book? I read the whole book, backwards and forwards, 315 times, looking for any runes or spells.
I agree.
And I couldn't find a single one. What's the point of a book if it doesn't have a spell in it?
It feels like Gatsby's kind of a wizard, though. They know him in the East as Jay Gatsby, and in the West
is
James Gats, and his father knows him as Jimmy.
I did like that he had secret names.
Yes.
I did enjoy that.
He did have numerous names. He completely is almost like magic. He tries to recreate himself. Like, he's this poor young man who aspires to be this powerful spectacle of a person.
Time traveler, almost. He wants to go back in time to when he was with Daisy.
Yeah.
And how about that pink suit?
He also wears a pink suit.
Oh, I thought that was meant to just be he was naked.
Oh,
no, I think it's a literal suit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's wearing a literal
skin
pink suit.
Skin suit.
Oh, maybe. I didn't think about it that way, but if both of you thought that, then maybe it was.
The molar cufflinks and a skin suit? That makes sense.
That tracks.
I guess so.
Very handsome look.
Arnie, you keep stopping telling the rest of this.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, Nick moves to New York, and this is a very different time on my world where you could just rent a home for the summer and somehow your home was next door to, like, an insane mansion. And in this mansion next door is a man, a mysterious man named Jay Gatsby, who throws...
Mysterious man? Don't we get emails every once in a while about a mysterious man?
We do get emails about some mysterious man.
Wait, are you saying that there was a time in your history where you could rent a house and you'd always be next to a mansion with a man named Jay Gatsby?
I'm not saying you would always... I'm just saying it was possible.
Oh. Okay.
Like, you would just rent a piece of shit house for the summer, and next door would just be this amazing mansion.
That's magic.
That is magic.
So there is magic on Earth.
Yeah, and everyone would want to go to these parties. These would be house parties.
Ooh, house parties.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been to a house party? In a house?
I went to one, and the whole time we would move towards each other, hit our foot, back away from each other, move towards each other, hit our foot, hold it, spin around, and that was that.
Wow.
The closest I got was at a witch hollow. We all got our hair tangled up, and then two of us exploded.
Oh, no.
Which two?
Well, they're not with us anymore. Agatha and Greta.
Oh, I really liked Greta.
How dare you?
She was nice.
You like me.
I like you. I will see you at midnight.
Mm. I've had plenty of my homunculi friends explode, but it's because their wizards fall into too deep a sleep.
Yeah. That's right. You're always under the threat of if your wizard falls into a deep enough sleep, just exploding and your life being over.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's one of the things that's let me run around so much, because Manhanger is not sleeping much. He's just being angry. Skulking around the house, being angry, pushing things over, cleaning things up, making things dirty again, and generally keeping me out of the place.
Who is Philadelphia?
What's this?
Who is Philadelphia? Philip Delphia?
Don't forget, we're going up in the hydroplane. I don't know what that is either. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Then the butler, behind his shoulder, Philadelphia wants you on the phone, sir.
That's the word you wanted to ask about in that sense?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hydroplane? Nah, don't care.
I said I don't know what it is.
Well, Philadelphia, it's just another city. It's a name of a place.
Oh, it's a place.
Yeah, and it's not worth explaining.
How did they get everybody in that city on the phone at the same time to call them?
That's a good question.
Yes.
And what's a phone?
Oh, God. All right, look. Let's take a quick break. Let's refresh our wine.
I've used Arnold's phone.
Yeah, it's my phone. Guys, look, I'm just going to show you my phone.
See, only on Earth, in this period of the 1920s, everyone carried these small devices around, and they could play games on them and make phone calls and look at the weather.
Ooh, can
and
we
there
check
are all sorts of apps on it.
Like my Kindle.
No, it was actually very different. In fact, they had phones that were almost completely useless, and people were barely connected at all.
Oh, like a stick.
Yeah.
Like my Kindle.
Yeah. And it was, if you were in love with someone, you couldn't just call them or go on their Facebook page. If you would have to spend 5 years building a new identity for yourself and buy a home across a body of water from where they live, stare across the water every night at the light at the end of their dock, hope that they come over to your parties. You would try to throw as good a parties as you possibly could, hoping that they would come over and then see how rich you now were. And then if that didn't work, you would befriend their cousin, who just happened coincidentally to be your neighbor, to bring her over so that you could go into their house. And then you would have to convince them to tell their husband that they never loved them. And that's how you would reconnect with someone.
Oh, well, just say that next time.
And everyone did that.
I think we've
everybody
all been
would
there.
Do that. Yeah, we've all been there. Yeah. If not literally,
thank
then
you
some
for
version
laying
of that.
It plain.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Gatsby set it up so that the rent was really cheap next door so that Nick would move in.
Oh, maybe.
Ooh, a conspiracy.
You might be right. Well, anyway, let's refresh our wine. Let's take a quick break, and I'll explain Philadelphia, hydroplanes, and telephones to all of you guys.
I just assume there are planes of water where people exist outside of this plane of reality.
Yep.
¶¶
Hello again, Bungaree Chubbins here of Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. As sponsor of this talking program, I was invited to read this Gatsby book. The character I relate to is old George Wilson, owner of that auto garage in the Valley of Ashes. True working man, described here as spiritless and anemic, so dumb he doesn't know he's alive. Still, he must know a thing or two about auto repair, just like I know chamber pots. I'd like to make a sale to that Jordan Baker. Oh, she's a firecracker, that one. But I wouldn't do to see her flash in a pan. Anyway, I sell chamber pots. Come buy one.
So let's talk a little bit about Jay Gatsby in the book The Great Gatsby, the titular character of The Great Gatsby. So I know he does some shitty things in the book, but at least in the beginning, it's supposed to be exciting that, like, he's this guy who hosts these amazing parties that people just come from wherever. Like, every weekend, there's these amazing parties at his house. Didn't you at least want to maybe go to one of these crazy parties?
Yes, absolutely. Please, invite me to a crazy party.
Metanoid, have you ever been to a party?
Does this count?
I mean, this is more of like a...
a gathering.
A gathering,
Arnie,
right?
Arnie, give it to him.
Okay. I don't want to give him, like, the...
Welcome to book party.
Yeah!
Okay.
Let's do a party.
Book party.
Oh, yeah.
Book party.
So imagine that this book party was, like, a lot bigger, and people, the most interesting people from all over this side of the world just showed up and had fun and just hung out and got drunk.
Rip your covers off.
Sounds pretty good, but I do enjoy the level of intimacy that we're afforded in a smaller gathering like this. So, you know, it's probably six in one, half dozen in another, right?
Here was my issue, too, is that people are showing up to his party, and they're, like, going through his books and shit and being like, I'm surprised that these are real books. Like, they think that they know better than he does. They don't know him. He doesn't know them. This is sad as fuck.
I mean, look, it's sad for Jay Gatsby, who thinks that he's created this amazing world for himself and that he's doing this thing that just makes him the coolest person in the world, when in reality, no one kind of gives a fuck about him. But we're overlooking the fact that it must have been sweet for everybody at those parties.
It's true. It must have been very fun for those awful people.
Guys, haven't you ever been to a really cool big party where you didn't even know the person whose party it was, and you just got to go around and look at their stuff and, like, make up ideas about them in your head from things they own?
I just go to a lot of flower parties.
Oh.
Now, what are flower parties
like? It's just
like
a lot of weed.
All right, I have to admit something.
Yeah, Claudia?
The Dark Lord had a party last week, and I went.
Ooh!
Wow.
Was this his birthday party?
No, we had a pre-party.
A pre-party?
Pre-party.
It was in preparation for the birthday party.
Oh, is that what pre stands for? Preparation?
Yes. Pre equals preparation.
If you were going to come to the birthday party, did you have to pre-come to the pre-birthday party?
Yes, you had to pre-come.
You got
to
watch out for
preparation
that.
Preparation-come. Right?
Yes.
Did I do that right?
Yes.
Okay.
There were bowls of spice, synthetic marijuana.
What?
Yes. We all braided each other's hair and cried.
Oh, man, that sounds amazing.
I know.
God, it was a blast. The Dark Lord never showed up, though.
Ooh.
I heard he did that a few weeks ago with it. He had a key party. Did the same thing, didn't show.
Yeah, he stole everyone's keys. Now no one has any keys.
They can't get into their homes. They're homeless.
What a brilliant way to get access to every lock in the city.
That's why he's the Dark Lord.
But I felt something, you know, I felt it in my chest. Oh, it was a ball.
Oh my God. Is the Dark Lord the Jay Gatsby of this story?
Oh.
Ugh.
Well, I hope no one goes to his funeral, so yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, what's his plan, though? I mean, who's the Dark Lord's Daisy?
Wait, I'm Daisy.
Oh!
No, wait, no, wait.
The Dark Lord wants to fuck you. That checks out.
Here's the proof that I'm not Daisy.
Okay.
I'm going to make a case that I'm Nick. But Nick says this. Everyone suspects himself of at least one of the cardinal virtues. And this is mine. I am one of the few honest people I have ever known.
I don't think that's
is
you.
Is it just because they mentioned cardinals?
But yeah, I love birds.
Isn't also what you hated about Daisy is that she kept referring to herself as, like, having done great things or being great? And Nick says, I'm one of the only honest people I know?
I just don't think that Daisy earned it. I've earned it.
Guys.
Maybe look, I'm a Nick.
Guys, let's be honest. No, I think I'm a Nick. I'm one of the few honest people I know.
I'm enchanted to not be able to tell any lies.
Can we all agree I'm a Wolfsheim?
Yes, we all agree about that.
Yes.
You wouldn't even buy a horse last week.
I know, because I don't have a lot of money, just like Nick. I'm also the only reasonable person. Think about it. I'm an outsider and an observer in this world. I'm the only likable character surrounded by shits and assholes.
Right. I don't know. I think Tom got a bad rap.
Well, I'm working on myself.
Like, he's still alive at the end, right?
Yeah, he survived.
Yes, he survived.
They do exactly what I do. They're like, oh, this guy's dead. Let's get the fuck out of here and like not be a part of it.
Yes. So Tom's a hero. He had Gatsby killed. He smote his enemy. He broke a woman's face. He walks down the street with fists clenched, prepared for battle. He's the hero.
Yes, his mistress dies and he can scamper away with his wife. What a hot fuck treat.
No, Tom's not the hero. This is just a really sad story. Where anybody who tries to get anything for themselves are fucked over or killed. And the worst people, the ones who just were born into a lot of money and are able to just kind of do whatever the fuck they want thoughtlessly, at the end are able to just kind of get away because they're protected by their station in the world.
So let me understand this. Someone on your world wrote a sad story on purpose.
Yeah.
Then expected everyone else to read it for fun and didn't put any spells in it.
Yeah. But it's a sad story, but it starts with a bunch of parties.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a PSA.
Yeah.
And wait, this was about wealth?
Yeah. It's all about money.
I feel like they barely mentioned money.
I thought it was about innocence.
Well, it's about innocence and money.
Okay.
So I know what an automobile is, a car, you said.
Yeah.
Right? You have a car. You can use that to kill someone? A car is a weapon?
I mean, you try not to, but you can on
but
accident.
You drove a car through a Burger King? Were you trying to kill someone or the Burger King itself?
No. Oh, I wasn't trying to drive through the Burger King.
You were going through the Burger King.
I went to the Burger King's drive-through.
Yeah, you're trying to drive through the Burger King.
I was driving around
What's
the
Burger King. What's the disconnect? You drove through a Burger King.
I drove near a Burger King.
Okay. And now you're changing your story.
I guess I am.
So we're all saying that Tom's a good guy.
And this book is about murder.
No, look, here. This passage from near the end of the book explains who Tom and Daisy are. They were careless people, Tom and Daisy. They smashed up things.
Right, they didn't have a care.
Look, you can read. Look, here. I will read this passage the way it's meant to be, and if you want to read it in a really positive way afterwards, you can.
What page are we on?
We are on page 179.
Cool.
Okay, I'm going to grip my Kindle tight.
They were careless people. Tom and Daisy, they smashed up things and creatures and then retreated back into their money or their vast carelessness or whatever it is that kept them together and let other people clean up the mess they had made.
I definitely
have different pages than you.
They're babies. They're babies. They're basically horrible babies, right?
Yeah.
Right?
They're
Hard
babies.
To blame a baby.
They're babies with money.
Yeah.
Okay, here's how I read it. They were people who had no cares. They were fancy free. Tom and Daisy, cool fucking dudes. They smashed things up. Hell yeah. And creatures, and then they went back to their money, and they still were so carefree. And whatever kept them together, let other people clean up the mess because they were smart as fuck.
Oh, wait, I love this book.
What's an Oxford man?
Oh.
Someone who can afford an ox?
It's someone who went to a good school, like the Great Halls of Tarrakis.
Oh. What's, I did a little bit of research. What are the Roaring Twenties? Is that like 20,000 roaring orcs?
Well, no, it's, the 20s is a period of time, and they were roaring because they had all these sweet parties.
So they would roar at the parties?
They were just good parties. We just sort of throw adjectives at things on my world.
Now, I do have to say, I absolutely loved Gatsby's schedule. I could really relate to it. No wasting time at Shafter's.
Oh.
Yeah, or a name. So for me, that's no wasting time on the toilet. No more smoking or chewing. Smoking is spelled with an E. I appreciate that. Bathe every other day. I haven't bathed in 5 years.
Oh, no.
Read one improving book or magazine per week. That would be Witches, Bitches. Save $5. I've saved 10 amulets. Be better to parents. I never had any. I was born from a cauldron.
Oh.
Smanghanger's my parents, sort of. in that I'm made from his feces, urine, semen, and blood.
Oh, lovely.
And of course, I was brought forward into the world by a conspiracy of birds and rain and wind and fire that did say, "Foon doesn't need a champion! Step forward, Usador, and protect us all!"
Chunt, are we the only two here that have parents?
I think so.
I got parents.
Flower has a seat.
Oh, I guess you've never really talked about your parents.
Nope.
Would
you care to?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Can we go back to Claudia being born out of a cauldron? I think that sounds
I definitely do want to hear about that, but I just want to take a second. Flower, I guess you're just the sort of mysterious, charismatic figure that we don't really know much about your past and your family and where you really come from.
You're a total Gatsby.
You're a Gatsby.
You're a Gatsby.
Don't take Tom away from me. I thought I was a Tom.
Gatsby.
Okay, I'll be.
You're a Gatsby.
Is Flower even really your name?
Yep.
Oh.
It's a name given to me by the state.
The state? Oh. What name were you? Did your parents give you?
I don't know. I don't know my parents. I have them, but I don't know them.
Oh. Most flowers are named Flower.
Oh. Okay.
It's like Hank, but for flowers.
Oh.
An orphan flower.
Yeah. So they're there. They're still out there, but I don't care about them. They don't care about me. It's fine.
Oh, Flower. I feel like that must be a deep sadness that you
Who wants to get high?
Oh, Flower.
She's blazing up right in front of us.
Wow.
No. That is... That's powerful stuff.
This turned into a flower party.
Wow, nice. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, boy, that's...
You've been to two parties now.
I've been to two parties. Yeah. If we can count this one sitting as two different kinds of parties, I've been to two.
I think we can.
Ha, ha, ha. Let's all have fun. Let's not talk about a past.
Count it.
Okay, so here's what we decided. Flower is a Gatsby. Metanoid is a...
Owl-eyed-glass man, I think.
Claudia is a...
I'm also an owl-eyed-glass man who has a heavy attraction to the auto Mr. Wilson.
Boy, who's Dr. TJ Ecklefuck?
That's... Oh, I don't know. The giant eyes that watch all?
Ooh, that should be me.
Usador is a Daisy. I'm a Wolfshine. And Arnie is a snub-nosed motorboat.
No, I'm a Nick. I'm the narrator, the observer.
Now, I know how to devour chaos, but how do you nibble at the edge of stale ideas?
Ooh.
Mm.
I think we do that on every episode.
I think we've been doing that hardcore for the last...
You're pretty good at that.
45 minutes?
2 years and 7 months.
Claudia, you were born from a cauldron. I was mixed up in a bowl.
Ooh,
so
it's
another reason we're the same.
Both bowl babies.
Yes, I came from a piece of hair, a frog's wart, and a toe.
Oh.
Yeah.
A whole toe.
A whole toe.
But
sans toenail.
Ooh.
If I had a toenail, I'd be a very different witch.
Sure.
With a tight perm.
Ooh, like Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
Who exploded.
Yeah.
If you start in a bowl, do you feel like you end up in a bowl?
Well, I mean, it certainly seems like the circle of life, right?
Yeah.
Ashes to ashes, bowl to bowl.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, yeah. Wasn't it sort of womb-like to see Gatsby floating in that pool right at the end?
Yeah.
You know?
A bit of a rebirth.
I feel like that's the semen in you talking.
It might be. Oh, it might be the semen in me talking. I am a quarter semen. So, you know.
A quarter semen.
A quarter. Yeah,
wait,
a full
can
quarter
we,
semen.
I knew
can we
it.
Isolate the semen and talk to the semen?
Well, okay.
Oh, I wish you had not asked him to do that.
Oh, I did not need to see all those fluids move around.
Hello, I'm the semen in Metanoid.
What's your favorite word, semen?
My favorite word. Jism.
Close
to home. But
if you were to die tomorrow and you were created in the next world, what would you hope that the creator would say to you?
You can finally eat pizza.
Thank you, semen.
I would just like to say that I imagine somewhere,
that was weird.
I imagine somewhere on my world, there is a high school teacher teaching the Great Gatsby and has decided, against their better judgment, to play this episode for their class. And I am sorry. I am sorry, teacher.
Well, I think we've been pretty insightful.
Can we all agree that the green light is Spintax?
What?
There's that green light that he keeps looking at, seeing it in the distance. That's probably Spintex, right? He's probably fucking with Earth somehow.
The green light. That's like one of the most famous images from all of American literature. Gatsby always looks across the body of water at the green light, and it's on Daisy's dock, but it's also metaphorically like this thing that he's yearning for. But that's it? It's not Spintex.
It's probably Spintex.
Wow.
So he's just looking at a light.
Well, he is. I mean, literally, he's just looking at a light.
Longingly.
If he concentrates on the light long enough, will he cast a spell?
I mean, in a way, he's trying to. Ugh. He's trying to concentrate on it enough to make his dreams come true.
So I'm not going
to
learn one damn thing from this book about how to cast a spell.
Snugmo, let me ask you something. Yes. On Earth, what does a green light represent? First answer.
You
see a green light, what do?
You go.
There it is.
If you're driving.
Oh, so it's just...
And then you run over somebody.
Usador, stare into this amulet. What do you see?
What do I see in the amulet? Oh, I see all my secret desires coming true, and I can finally be complete and whole. And oh, I'm always waiting for the longest day of the year, and then I just miss it. Do you ever wait for the longest day of the year, and then you just miss it?
You're a Gatsby.
Oh, okay.
And that's the thing. He's waiting. He's trying to find that thing that he wants. Let's say the longest day of the year, and he misses it. Or he's spent so much time thinking about it that when it happens to him, he misses that it's happened. And then he gets shot and killed in a swimming pool.
Oh. I think I'm the swimming pool.
I think the girl on the cover of my book is looking for her nose.
It is a little weird that the cover of the book is floating eyes and a mouth and no nose.
Oh, so that's the
over
doctor.
A city.
That's Dr.
Eckelberg?
Eckelberg.
Is it?
Geez, the downside of a Kindle is that I can't grip it hard and see the cover of a book, so I am out on this one.
Arnie, here's the one thing I took away, and it's said by Wolfsheim, and I feel like this is why I'm a Wolfsheim. Let us learn to show our friendship for a man when he is alive and not after he is dead.
That's beautiful.
Good call.
That is a nice sentiment.
And so with that sentiment, I say to you, you're a good friend.
You're a good friend too, Jim.
And I want to show my friendship for you when you're alive and not after you're dead.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that day is fast approaching.
This is touching.
Guys, I don't know if it's all the wine that we've been drinking while we've been talking about
it
this.
It definitely is all the wine.
I've got to say, I know at the beginning, I was like, we all hated this book.
I loved
it. We're all assholes, and why do we do this, and this is a mistake. But the more we've been talking, and the more wine we've had, I feel like we've been saying super smart things. Like, we've cracked open this book, and we're really understanding it. And we're all, like, better friends.
This is true.
This is true.
Yeah, I got to go to a double party, so I'm feeling great.
Now, would you want to come to a Dark Lord party the next time he has one?
Yes.
I think we're going to try to go to the Dark Lord's birthday party, which is coming up soon.
Okay.
We got to get pink suits.
Skin suits?
Yeah, we got to show up naked. What? We got to crash this party naked.
Well, I'm not going to do that. That seems like a bad idea.
Arnie, come on.
It's not so bad. I'm naked all the time, but I also have no genitals or apertures into my body.
Yeah.
Arnie, I can turn your genitalia into a banana.
Do it.
Why would I want that?
Fanna, fanna, turn Arnie's dongle into a banana.
Oh, great.
Peel your dick.
No, I'm not.
Do it, peel your dick.
First of all, I'm not. And second of all, if I peeled my dick and it turned back to a dick, what would it?
Peel your dick and then somebody else slip on it.
I mean, that would be hilarious. Now, no question.
Oh, one banana in a sack. Turn it back.
Okay. Ooh, boy. I'm glad that my banana dick didn't fall on the ground and someone slip on it, because we do not need that kind of slap dick. Like I was saying, the more wine we have, I feel like the better we're doing. Everything is pure genius.
Wait, when someone slips on a banana, is it called slap dick? Wouldn't it be called slip dick? You hope they don't slip a dick.
I don't want to slip a dick in my back.
I'm just being a Wolfsheim.
Yeah. Look, the green light is the American dream. I know that doesn't mean anything like that to you guys. Is there something like that on Foon? Is there like the Foonian dream? The thing that everybody aspires to but doesn't realize is a total sham and is just hurting yourself to try to achieve it?
No, nothing like that at all. I am committed to a dream that is totally attainable. I shall defeat the Dark Lord, and I shall see all the men and women and children of Foon safe and warm in their beds, each with a full stomach, happy and complete.
But what if you don't?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going
to
do it.
And Chunt, what's your dream?
To write the great Foonian novel.
Pitch us your novel.
I think I'm just going to use this story and replace all the characters with... You guys.
Will you add some spells?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
I think I'm just going to steal this novel.
That seems really ethically dubious at best.
Are you going to tell anyone? Because you're the only one besides the six of us here that knows about it. Can you be cool? I lost all my money buying a three-legged horse. Can you give me this? Also, I have some other ideas.
Okay.
A guy farts out a ghost, and it becomes his best friend. The ghost's name is Calvin, and the guy's name is Hoops.
Hoops?
Yeah, it's Calvin and Hoops.
I would read that.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Flower, what's your dream?
I dreamed a dream that I fucked a guy. That's it.
That seems achievable.
Yeah, I'm just coasting at this point.
Oh, Flower, I'm really worried about it. Flower, I know we've had our differences in the past, but...
I'm going to break your nose.
Oh, don't
do
no.
it. Do it.
Very
do it.
Tom. Jeez.
That is very Tom.
Flower, if what? You're truly a Tom...
Yeah.
And I'm truly a Daisy, let's get out of here. Let's run away together.
Whoa. Okay.
All right.
Let's see what happens. Sounds great.
Wait, Arnie, can I be Mr. Wilson and you be my Myrtle?
Myrtle dies.
Get upstairs and get
Mr.
in your room.
And Mr. Wilson kills himself.
Get in your fucking
and
room.
And that really traumatizes Dennis the Menace.
Come on, Flower. Let's get on my horse. Come, Chode!
I never want to hear come Chode again.
No. Oh, you know what? All this time, I didn't think Flower was going to end up with Usador. And at the end, she just goes back and they just run off together.
Listen, we don't want to put any labels on things. We're just going to take it day by day.
Fine. Get on Usador's Chode.
What a twist.
Well, Claudia, what's your dream?
Well, I think I'd like to sell incense and amulets and maybe make witch dolls.
Witch dolls?
Yeah, Foon witch dolls, you know. They look like different little girl witches, and you can dress them up, and they come from different parts of Foon.
What would some of them be called?
Well, one would be called Grey Witch.
Oh.
She'd be an older one.
Sure.
And then one would be called Bitch Witch.
Yeah.
She's sassy.
Wait, I came back for this. Are you going to have an accompanying book with each one telling the story of them?
Yes, I have thought of that. And I'm going to crochet outfits quickly.
Yes, from different periods of Foonish history.
Yes, from Foonish history. Now you guys are getting it.
That sounds wonderful.
So incense and amulets hopefully will get sold in the next couple of years. And
but
I
I'll see you at midnight at incense and amulets.
You
well,
midnight.
You want to fuck Flower now. I don't know.
I'm open.
What? I thought we were just running away.
Okay,
Metanoid, what's your dream?
Well, it's for a Smanghanger the Diminished to become cheered up enough that his eye falls on a lovely lady. And when his heart is extended to her to the point that he wants to make a commitment, he gives me a small bundle of roses. And I sneak into her bedchamber in the middle of the night and climb up the drapes and covers of her bed to lay those roses upon her chest. And as her eyes flutter open, I say, Blorth the Brown loves you, and I am his messenger, a piece of him constructed of his feces, semen, blood, and urine, here to deliver this bouquet of love. That would make me really happy.
That's beautiful.
Good
so
dream.
Selfless.
Yeah. Arnie, what's your dream?
You know, I think my dream is to help all of us achieve our dreams.
That's a non-answer.
But to do it on the podcast, and it makes this podcast really successful on Earth, and that somehow helps us defeat the Dark Lord here in Foon, and then Usador and Chunt, you come back with me to Earth, where I'm reunited with my family, and we all live reasonably close to each other, and the rest of you can kind of do whatever the hell you want with your lives.
Thank you.
And I write Earth's first book of spells.
Yeah. And I think we can all achieve those things.
These are all beautiful dreams.
Yeah, and we're all just going to beat on.
So your dream is just to keep doing what you're already fucking doing?
Yeah, I'm going to keep...
That sounds
that's
right.
The dream, right? To keep doing what I'm already doing.
We're just going to beat on?
We're going to beat on.
Boats. Beat on or beat off?
We're going to beat on.
Beat on, beat off.
Beat off. Beat off to beat. Beat on.
Beat off to
so beat
gonna,
off.
So we're going to beat on.
Kiss yourself.
Boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past.
Sorry, I didn't hear that last part. I'm beating off.
I never stopped.
Did you say bones against the cut?
Beat
whoa.
On.
Metanoid.
What page is that on?
That's what I thought you said.
Did I read this whole book?
Come, Chode.
So ends the book club episode. Junior detectives, could you tell who actually read the book? My money's on Arnie about 20 years ago. So this was time well spent. Can't wait to see what this band of heroes does with the Joy Luck Club. Usador the Talking Wizard was played by Matt Young, the acting actor. Chunt the Talking Badger was played with violent innuendo by Adil Rafai. Flower the Flower was played by Brooke Bright. Brooke performs all over Chicago, including with World News Tonight at the IO Theater, and Legendary Laughs at the Second City. Claudia the Witch was played by Beth Maluski. She didn't want to plug anything. She has nothing going on, and I'm grateful for it. At her recent wedding, I ate what I thought was an enormous spoonful of pudding that turned out to be frosting, and I'm still working through it. Metanoid the Humunculus was played by Joran Gargello. Check out Joran's unpronounceable one-man improv show, Joran's Ouroboros, Thursdays at Chicago's CIC Theater. Bungary Chubbins was played by Tom Gottlieb.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rafchin. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com where you can get info on all of our upcoming live shows. There's the Now Hear This Festival, that's the Get Nuts show with Chunt and Usador, happening September 9th in New York City. There's the WBEZ Podcast Passport I mentioned earlier, that's September 17th in Chicago. There's the New York Comic Con on October 7th in New York, and there'll probably be more in the future, so make sure to check that page often. Also on the site is our new great merchandise page. You can get shirts, you can get a cool map of Foon, you can get magnets, there's probably more I haven't even looked at recently, so check that out at hellofromthemagictavern.com. Also find us on Facebook or Twitter. Finally, thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.
Well, Craig, my big question would be, after Gatsby climbs out of that pool and wriggles out of his Kevlar vest, what adventures will he get up to next? Swashbuckling? Extreme archaeology?
We have to have one of our talks about the impermanence of human life again, don't we?